Breaking news, Little Miss Muffet is apparently going to be evicted from her tuffet. Let's go live to our reporter, Feather Duster. Feather, tell us more.
Yes, good morning, Ronnie. Well, this has been, as you know, an ongoing and quite controversial story, really. Little Miss Muffet has been here on her tuffet for many years, and in fact has a very successful company here selling curds and whey. It's known as curdsandwhey.com. So her eviction has come as something of a surprise, not to say a shock.
They're saying that she wasn't allowed to run a business from a rented tuffet.
And I think this has been one of the difficulties, really, Ronnie. Certainly when I spoke to Miss Tuffet last week, she wasn't aware that she'd broken any rules. Now, the local authorities say that there has been a discrepancy in her original application and that she actually isn't allowed to have a business from that tuffet. But it has been a bit strange because this is a well-established business. It's been going for probably 5 or 6 years, probably before that, actually. So this was a surprise that there hasn't been some negotiation to allow her to continue this very thriving, successful business, which, as you probably will remember, began under the old King Cole startup scheme.
Yeah, and the other thing as well is this tuffet is a well-known stop-off place for many people.
And hugely successful. I mean, she's built up a great reputation for quality curds and whey. And, you know, her customers include some very prestigious names. Certainly, the Grand Old Duke of York regularly stops by with his 10,000 men before he goes marching up the hill. And I know that the old King Cole has been by. And also, all the King's horses and all the King's men, they've often been in here for breakfast.
So what is going to happen to the tuffet? Is it going to just stay as a tuffet, or has the landlord got other plans?
Well, at the moment, I'm not sure, because I can tell you that just as I'm talking to you, Miss Muffet has turned up with a group of her friends and has arrived at the tuffet and is exercising squatters' rights and holding a protest. But I'm not quite sure what's going to happen here. Certainly I can see some people coming in now to try and talk to her about it. But to get back to your question, Ronnie, I know that the landlords in question are very reticent to talk about it. There is some suggestion, and I wouldn't put it stronger than that, that it may be that the landlords are in fact the company behind that controversial building of the wall that Humpty Dumpty had his incident with.
This comes off the back of, as well, that she was scared, a couple of years back by Incy Wincy Spider. Do you think, Feather, there is a connection then between that incident and what's going on now?
There is that possibility, yes, because nobody has been able to trace this spider. He seems to have disappeared without all trace. And certainly we think it's possible that this might be the spider that was used in another incident to scare somebody away, and that this might have been a scare tactic to give her a warning to leave. We know that the company involved has been looking at this area, and there is some suggestion that they want to build on the tuffets and actually build a series of high-rise tuffets. Now, if it is the construction company that were involved in the Humpty Dumpty wall, then that would raise a lot of concerns locally. Their safety record is not good.
Finally then, Feather, where do we go from here? She started her sit-in on the tuffet. She's got support locally. Is force going to be used, do you think?
I think it would be a very brave organisation that would use force against Miss Muffet. She's hugely popular. Certainly, she's got a lot of friends in high places. You know, we've referred to some of her customers. I think this will have to be negotiated, but I'm not sure how long it will take. And in the meantime, you know, Miss Muffet has a business that she needs to run, and she needs to run it from somewhere.